Matthew, chapter 18. Now there went with him great multitudes, and he turned, and said to them, He who loves father or mother more than me can't be my disciple, and he who loves son or daughter more than me can't be my disciple. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me, is not worthy of me. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has the means to complete it? Lest perhaps, when he has laid a foundation, and is not able to finish, all who watch begin to mock him. Saying, This man began to build, and was not able to finish. Or what king, as he goes to encounter another king in war, will not sit down first and take counsel whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Otherwise, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends an ambassador, and asks the conditions of peace. So therefore whoever he is of you who does not renounce all that he has, he can't be my disciple. Salt therefore is good, but if the salt has lost its savor, how will it be salted? It is from then on good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden under foot of men.